This is Tom Stever at Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. I'm talking with Dawn Caldwell, who is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Tell me about your position there.
Right. I get to serve this year as the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. So that 50 cents that's under the purview of each state beef council ran by their local producers that they choose to invest and bring together at the ultimate state national partnership level, that's what I get to chair right now, and it's a lot of fun to serve on their behalf.
The checkoff is being taken to task now via a lawsuit by some producers who are dissatisfied with how it's spent and the structure of it. What's the upshot of that?
The concerning thing is that as producers involved in the allocation of those dollars, it's disheartening that they're disappointed in how those dollars get invested, because the return on investment has shown to be very good. The last one we did was $11.20 for every dollar invested. I anticipate that next year when that ROI is done again, it could be even better. To lose those things that we just talked about at the state level and not have that local control purview over any piece of the dollar would be incredibly disheartening. That's how the checkoff passed from the get-go, was that grassroots support. And so we at the in the checkoff world want to continue to advocate for the good work we're doing, show producers how valuable it is to their return on investment on their livestock. And most importantly, right now, we need to understand that we have not yet been placed under that injunction. So those are all things that we would lose should that come our way.
Dawn Caldwell is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and with the Federation of State Beef Councils. We're at Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.